以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容不加梵歌原译，第四章世界六至八，时间1966年7月20日，地点纽约。
Bhutanam Sarupi Sarva Prakritim Sham Adhisthaya Sambhavami Atmaya NowLord Sri Krishna is describing how he incarnates himself. For the benefit of conditioned souls in the material world.
这里主是 Krishna 在描述他如何为了在物质世界里受条件限制的灵魂而降临他自己。
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, He descends.
自尊人格神他降临。
The Sanskrit word is avatar means who comes from higher plane.Down to this material world.
梵文词是 avatar 意思是一个人从高的层面来到这个物质世界。
He is called avatar. So sometimes Lord Sri Krishna comes himself, and sometimes he sends his representative also for deliverance of the conditioned soul.
那样的人被称为 avatar， 因此有时主 Sri Krishna 自己来，有时候派他的代表，为了拯救受条件限制的灵魂。
Now the principal religion of the world, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion, and Buddha religion, most of them.Believe some supreme authority or personality coming down from the kingdom of God.
世界上的主要宗教，印度教、穆斯林教、基督教或者佛教，绝大多数都相信有自尊的权威或者人格从神的国度来到下面。
Just like in your Christian religion, Lord Jesus Christ.He claims to be the Son of God and coming from the kingdom of God to reclaim it.
正如在你们基督教中，主 Jesus Christ， 他宣称是神的儿子，来从神的国度来，为了教化你们。
So this claim of Lord Jesus Christ, we admit, we the followers of.Bhagavad Gita, we admit this claim.
主耶稣基督的这一宣称我们也承认，我们是不掉梵歌的追随者，我们也承认这一宣称。
So there is no difference of opinion between the followers of Hindu religion and Christian religion. In details, there may beAccording to country, climate, and people, in details there may be difference. But that does not make any material difference.
因此，在印度教的追随者和基督教的追随者之间，并没有什么不同的意见。在细节上也许会有，根据不同的国家、气候和人民，在细节上也许会有不同。但是并没有实质的不同。
So far, devotional service is concerned. Now there are several items for offering devotional service to the Lord.
至于奉献服务，为主提供奉献服务有几个项目。
They are called Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu.Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Chakshyam, atma nivedanam vidarnai.
以上是九项奉献服务。
Now, here, in this room, we are performing the process of shravanam and kirtanam.
现在在这个屋子里面，我们是在进行 shravanam 和 kirtanam。
That's right, we chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This is reciprocation of Sravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting.
正如我们唱诵 Mahamantra, 这是互相的聆听和唱诵 Shravanam 和 Kirtanam.
That I chanted, you heard, and you chanted, I heard. Reciprocation.
我唱诵，你聆听，然后你唱诵，我聆听，互相的。
So this is these two methods are the first method in devotional service.
这两个方法是奉献服务的首要的方法。
Shravanam Kirtanam. And what about hearing and chanting?
那么聆听和唱诵什么呢？
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Vishnu means the Supreme Lord. Vishnu. Not any other thing.
Vishnu 意思是至尊主。Vishnu 不是其他的任何东西。
If we make chanting and hearing in some other subject matter, no, that is not do. We have to hear and chant about Vishnu, the Supreme Lord.
如果我们聆听唱诵其他的主题，那不行。我们必须聆听和唱诵 Vishnu 至尊主。
Similarly, Saranam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam meditation. If you meditate upon the Supreme Lord, that is also bhakti, devotional service. Smaranam.
冥想，如果你冥想至尊主，那也是 bhakti。奉献服务 Smaranam
Saranam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archanam Archanam Temple Worship. In your country there is no temple worship.
Archanam 庙宇崇拜，在你们的国家里没有庙宇崇拜。
In our India there is temple. There are thousands and thousands of temples in India.
在我们印度有庙宇，在那里有成千上万的庙宇。
In Vrindavan, where my residential quarter is, Vrindavan, it is a small city, about 50,000 people living there.
在 Vrindavan, 我的住所就在那里。Vrindavan, 那是个小的城市，有50,000人。
But you'll be surprised to know there are 5,000 temples.
但你会很惊讶地知道，在那里有5,000座庙宇。
For 50,000 people, there are 5,000 temples in one small city.
在一个小城镇中，为了50,000人，有5,000座庙宇。
And out of that, there are about dozen very big temples, very just like four, very big temples.
在那当中，有十几个非常大的庙宇，非常大，就像城堡一样。
So, temple worship is very popular in India. Similarly, you have got your churches here.
在印度，庙宇崇拜是非常流行的。类似的，你们也有你们的教堂。
That is Vandana. Vandana. Vandana means offering prayer.
下一项是 Vandanam. Vandanam 意思是祈祷。
You also offer prayer to the Supreme Lord.
你们也向至尊主祈祷。
So that is also accepted as devotional service.
那也被接受为是奉献服务。
But Muslims also, they go to the mosque and offer prayers to Allah.
穆斯林也是，他们到清真寺向安拉祈祷。
So practically and in Buddhism.Lord Buddha is accepted as incarnation of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we also, Hindus, we worship Lord Buddha as incarnation of God.
在佛教中，就佛陀在《Srimad Bhagavatam》中被接受为是 Krishna 的化身，所以我们印度教徒也崇拜主布的作为神的化身。
There is a very nice verse recited by one great poet, Vaishnava poet.
有一个伟大的诗人 ，Vaishnava 诗人，吟诵了一句非常优美的诗。
You'll be glad to hear and recite it.
你会很高兴来听一下，我来背诵一下。
Ninnati jagra vibhiraha hastuti jatam sadaya vidaya darshita pasukhatam kesava dhrita buddha sarira jaya jagadisa hare jaya jagadisa hare. The purpose of this verse is, oh Lord Krishna, you have assumed the form of Lord Buddha, taking compassion on the poor animals.
这个世界的大意是，哦，主 Krishna， 您呈现为主佛陀，对可怜的动物非常同情。
Because Lord Buddha's preaching was to stop animal killing, ahimsa.
因为主佛陀的传教是停止屠杀动物 ahimsa 非暴力。
His main objective was to stop animal killing.
他的主要的目标是制止屠杀动物。
So similarly, the from higher kingdom and the kingdom of God.There is exactly the kingdom of God. We have got this information from this Bhagavad Gita.
同样的，从高等的国度，我的意思是说，从神的国度，确实有神的国度。我们得到这个信息从《薄伽梵歌》。
Tasmat tu bhava anya, anna there is another nature, just like you have got a vision of this.Nature, you find this wall in the sky, blue.
Anya, 有另一个自然。正如你能看到这个自然，你看到有墙壁在天空中，天空是蓝的。
Beyond the sky, millions and millions miles away, there is another sky.
在这个天空之上，在成千上万的英里之外。还有另一个天空。
Parastatma, Anna, there is another nature, which is called Sanatana.
Anya, 意思是有另一个自然，被称为 Sanatana。
You find in this Bhagavad Gita as you make progress.
当你往前学的时候，你能够在佛教梵歌里发现这些。
That is called Sanatana nature. Sanatana means that nature never annihilates.
那被称为Sanatana 的自然 ，Sanatana 意思是那个自然永远不会毁灭。
This nature, this material nature, it is manifested at a certain time, and it remains for a certain period, and then the whole thing is dissolved, again.
这个自然，这个物质自然，它在某个特定的时间显示。保持一定的时间，然后整个又消失了。
Buddha Buddha Pradiyate, it is manifested and again dissolved, I mean, in the spiritual sky.
他在灵性的天空中展示了，又再次消失了。
That is the function of this material nature.
那便是这个物质自然的功能。
And beyond this material nature,There is another nature, superior nature, which is called the kingdom of God, Sanatana, Eternal.
而在这个自然之上，有另外一个自然，高等的自然，被称为是神的国度 ，Sanatana, 永恒的。
So, from that eternal nature, all these, either God or representative of God or incarnation of God, they come down.
因此，从那个永恒的自然，所有这些或者是神，或者是神的代表，或者是神的化身，他们来到下面。
At times, when there is necessity,
在一定的时间，当有必要的时候。
Just like the other day, I explained to you, just like there is scheduled time of the appearance of the sun.
在另一天。我向你们解释过，正如太阳的显示有一定的时间。
In America, just like at 4:30 a.m. in the morning, you find the sun rising. Scheduled time. And again, 24 hours after, you find the same sun rising.
在你们美国，比如说在早上四点半，能够发现太阳升起，在一定的时间，然后再次。过了24个小时，你会发现太阳落下又升起。
In every country, there is a scheduled time of the sunrise.
在每个国家，太阳升起都有一定的时间。
Similarly, there are innumerable universes, in the sky.
类似的，在天空中有无穷无尽的宇宙。
This is one of the universes which you are seeing.
这是我们能看到的其中的一个宇宙。
There are innumerable universes.
有无穷无尽的宇宙。
In one of the universe, there is some incarnation or the principle of God always there. And there is a scheduled time, just like the sun appears and disappears at scheduled.
在每个宇宙之中，总有一个神的化身或者代表在那里，在预定的时间。
Sun disappears means it goes out of our sight.
就像太阳定期的出现又消失一样，太阳消失意味着它走出了我们的视野。
It does not mean stop to exist. No.
这并不意味着太阳不存在了。不。
Sun is always in the sky. It is simply in our vision, just like so many cars are passing. One car is coming. We do not see which car is coming.When it is in my front, I see the car. And again, when it is gone out of my sight, I don't see.
太阳总在天空中，只不过是取决于我的视野。正如有许多车辆开过，一辆车开过来，你看不见是哪辆车。当它到了我的面前，我能看见是车。然后再次，当它走出了我的视野，我又看不见了。
So my don't see, because I do not see the car, that does not mean.It is not there.
而我看不见那辆车，并不说明那辆车就没有了。
Incarnation of God, God Himself, all His representative, Son, any, because just like if we have to do some business seriously, we send our very responsible man to confront that. Similarly, all the deliverance of the fallen souls.Here in this material world, sometimes the Supreme Lord Krishna comes, sometimes sends his very confidential and representative to declare.
同样的，对于神的化身、神本人和神的代表儿子来临也是这样。正如如果我们想严肃地做一件生意，我们会派非常负责的人去交易。同样的，为了拯救堕落的灵魂在这个物质世界之中，有时候。至尊主 Krishna 回来，有时候派他的非常机密的代表来教化。
The mission is the same. The mission is the same to reclaim the fallen souls.
使命是同一个，是为了教化堕落的灵魂。
Reclaim the fallen souls.
为了教化堕落的灵魂。
God is very compassionate to see our miseries here.
神看见我们在这里的苦难非常同情。
We do not know. We have forgotten what said. Although we are in misery, we are trying to exact the misery.
我们并不知道，我们已经忘记了。虽然我们是在苦难之中， 我们想要来调整这些苦难。
We are trying to adjust them, but we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we are not meant for all this misery.
我们想要调整这些苦难，但是我们作为自尊组的所属部分，并不是为了承受这些苦难的。
We must know it. We are not meant for all this misery, but we have voluntarily accepted this material misery.
我们必须知道这一点，我们不是为了承受这些苦难的，但我们自愿地接受了这些物质的苦难。
And what are these miseries? They are called adhyapti, adhibhuti, and adhidaivik.
这些苦难是什么呢？它们被称为 adhyatmika, adhibhautika 和 adhidaivik.
Adhyapti means miseries passing into this body and mind.
Adhyatmika 意思是和身体、心意有关的痛苦。
Just like today we are feeling too hot. Why? Due to this body.
正如今天我们觉得太热了，为什么？是由于这个身体。
The next moment I can feel not very happy. My mind is disturbed.
而下一刻我会觉得非常的不快乐，我的心意被扰动了。
So there are miseries due to this body and due to the mind.
因此由于身体而产生的和由于心意而产生的苦难。
This is called adhyapti.
这被称为 adhyatmik.
And then again, adhibhautik. Adhibhautik.
还有 adhibhautik.
Some other living entity.
其他的一些生物。
Just like here, you are hearing the barking of the dog. Very, very always.
正如在这里，你们总是听见狗在咆哮。
That is sometimes disturbing.
有时候很烦人。
Such kind of misery offered by other living being is called adhibhauti.
这种由于其他的生物体而造成的苦难，被称为 adhibhautika.
We have got so many miseries. And then adhidaivik.
我们有这么多的苦难，还有 adhidaivik.
Daivik means miseries offered by the supernatural power.
Devic 意思是由于超自然的力量而造成的苦难。
Just like there is earthquake, famine, pestilence, war. So we are always.
正如有地震、饥荒、瘟疫、战争，我们总是。
There are three headings of misery, and we are.Either we are suffering either from the three all or at least one.
这三大类的苦难，我们或者是承受所有的，或者是承受其中的一种。
There must be. This is the nature of our life in this material existence.
总是会有的，这便是在物质存在之中的我们生命的本性。
But we are trying to make a solution of it. That is our struggle for existence.
但是我们想要解决它，这便是我们为生存而挣扎。
But that solution cannot be made by our teeny brain. That solution can be made only when we take to the center of Krishna Discipline Law.
但是由我们的渺小的头脑是不可能找出解决方法的，除非我们脱皮于 Krishna 自尊主。才会有解决的方法。
Therefore, the Lord comes himself, just to convince us that this is not your real life. This material existence you are suffering, why you should suffer? You are my son.
因此，主自己来，想要说服我们，这并不是你真正的生活。你在这个物质生存中受苦。你为什么要受苦呢？你是我的儿子。
That's why God Jesus Christ, He also told that I am the Son of God. He is happy. So, everyone, you can become similarly happy as soon as you are reinstated in your position.
就耶稣基督他也说我是神的儿子，他是快乐的，因此每一个人你也可以变得同样的快乐，一旦你能够重新恢复你的地位。
The whole Bhagavad Gita is meant for convincing the condition soul.
整部布加梵歌都是为了来说服我们这些受条件限制的灵魂。
We are conditioned. Under awkward circumstances, we are always conditioned.
我们是受局限的，正像在该尬的境况之中，我们总是受局限的。
We are not free. Some condition is there. Either state condition, or nature's condition, or a condition led by other living entity, or condition led down by my own body.
我们不是自由的，总是有局限，或者是国家的局限，或者是自然的局限，或者是由其他生物体造成的局限，或者是由我自己的身体造成的。
So you are always in condition.
我们总是在局限之中。
So, Lord says, Krishna says, Ajopi, son of Brahma, although I have no business to come down here, and I am eternal.Both of us, Lord and the living entity, both of us are eternal. Bhutanam Ishwaropi Sam, Ishwara, why he comes?
因此主说 ,Krishna 说 ,Ajopi Sanaviyatma, 虽然我没有必要来到这里，我是永恒的，我们两者主和生物体，我们都是永恒的 ,Ishwara,为什么他要来呢？为什么主来呢
？When Lord comes, He comes out of His goodwill.
当主来的时候，他是出于他良好的愿望。
And when we come, we are forced.
而当我们来的时候，我们是被强迫的。
We are being forced to accept this body under the condition of the material nature.
我们是被强迫在物质自然的局限之下接受这个身体。
So.When Lord comes or His representative comes, they do not accept the condition of the material nature.
当主来的时候，或者他的代表来的时候，他们并不接受这个物质自然的局限。
That is the distinction between ordinary living entity and the Supreme Lord or His representative.
这便是普通的生物体和至尊主或他的代表之间的区别。
That's why Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. So he could not be crucified. It is false notion. There was a resurrection.
正如主耶稣基督，他被钉死在十字架上，他是不可能被钉死在十字架上的，这是一种错误的概念。再后来又有复活。
Because God or God's representative, they are not under the laws of this material nature.
因为神和神的代表是不在物质自然的法律之下的。
And that's a very wide subject matter. We shall gradually understand as we make progress in the Bhagavad Gita.
那是个非常广泛的主题。当我们不断在布加梵歌中进步，我们便能逐渐的了解理解。
So Krishna says that although I am the Lord of everything, still I assume this incarnation and I come.
因此 Krishna 说，虽然我是万物的主，但是我仍旧采取这个化身来到这里。
I come.Prakritim Samadhi, the difference is the Prakritim Samadhisthar. Prakriti means nature.
区别是 Prakriti Svam Adhisthaya. Prakriti 意思是自然。
Now we have got this body offered by the material nature.
我们有这个物质自然提供的身体。
In the same chapter we find that God has two kinds of nature.
在第七章中你能发现神有两种自然。
One is called a lower nature, the light of the darkness. One is called the lower nature and the other is called the higher nature.
一种被称为是低等的自然，另外一种是被称为高等的自然或者本性。
That too will be very nicely analyzed in the seventh chapter, when you go to the seventh chapter. Now we are in the beginning of the fourth chapter.
那在第七章中会有很好的解释分析，现在我们是在第四章的一开始。
So, the Lord has two kinds of nature. One is called lower nature, another is called higher nature, or superior nature, or, inferior nature.
因此只有两种自然，一种是低等的自然，一种是高等的自然。
This nature, this material nature, is inferior nature.
这个自然，物质自然，是低等的自然。
And beyond this inferior nature, there is superior nature. And how superior inferior is calculated?
在这个低等的自然之上，有高等的自然或者本性。那么低等的高等的是怎么判断呢？
那jaya idam dharjate jagat jiva bhuto mahabaho, it is analyzed like this, that all this material nature, I mean to say, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego, these eight kinds of material nature there, and they have been described as apara.
你会发现是这样分析的，所有的物质自然，即土、水、火、空气、以太、心意、智慧、假我，这八种自然被描写为 apara。
apara means inferior.
apara 意思是低等的。
and beyond this eighth nature there is another ninth nature.
在这八个自然之上还有第九个自然。
And which is that? The jiva bhuta mahabaha, this living entity, that is the living force.
那是什么呢？ jiva bhuta mahabaha, 这些生物体，生命力。
The living force, that is superior nature. And this matter is inferior nature.
生命力是高等的自然，而这物质是低等的自然。
And the whole world is moving due to the superior nature, not the material inferior nature.
整个世界运转是由于高等的自然，而不是由于物质的低等的自然。
Just like this tape recorder, there was some difficulty in running on. So as soon as some superior nature from living entity comes and touches it, it goes on.
比如说这个录音机它不能运转，而一旦有一个高等的自然，一个生物体来了，接触了它，它便能运转。
Although the machine is all right, so unless there is touch of the superior nature, it cannot work.
虽然这个机器是好好的，除非有高等自然的接触，它不能工作。
You have manufactured many wonderful machines. You have manufactured the Sputnik, flying the outer space.
你们制造了许多奇妙的机器，你们制造了人造地球卫星，能在太空中飞行。
But do you know that in spite of all wonderful mechanical arrangement of Sputnik or any machine, can it go on without any touch of a man?
但你是否知道，虽然有许多奇妙的机械的安排，关于人造地球卫星或其他的机器，如果没有一个人的接触，它是否能运转呢？
No. Unless the man in the laboratory touches the switch of electronic machine, this Sputnik cannot fly in the space.
除非有人 在实验室中接触了电子机器的开关，这个人造地球卫星不能在空中飞行。
That is not possible.
那是不可能的。
Therefore, however wonderful may be this Sputnik machine, unless there is touch of the living force, it cannot fall.
因此，无论这个人造地球卫星有多么的奇妙，除非有生命力的接触，它不能运转。
That is the distinction between superior nature and inferior nature. You can understand.
那便是高等自然和低等自然的区别，你们能够理解。
Now, we are now in contact with inferior nature. That is our condition and life.
现在我们是在和低等的自然接触，这是我们受局限的生命。
We are also, we actually,As it is so, we belong to the superior nature.
事实上，作为灵魂，我们是属于高等的自然。
Just like God is superior nature. Pratitin Shamadhishtha. The Lord says that I come down, I incarnate myself, in my superior nature.
正如神也是高等的自然，主说：“我以我高等的自然降临自己。”
But what is our position? Although we belong to the superior nature, we have come to this material world not in superior nature, but we are in contact with the inferior nature.
那我们的情况是怎么样呢？虽然我们也属于高等的自然。但我们来到这个物质世界，不是在高等的自然之中，而是接触了低等的自然。
Therefore, death takes place. Our birth and death is due to this body.
因此，便会有死亡。我们的出生和死亡是由于这个身体。
The body is subject to the annihilation at a certain period, and that we accept as death.
这个身体。注定在某个时期被毁灭，我们称那个为自然死亡。
And similarly, when we accept another body and come out of the mother's womb to work here, then we call it birth.
同样的，当我们接受另一个躯体，出了母亲的子宫，我们称它为出生。
And when we give up that body and go away to take another body, that we call death.
而当我们放弃了那个身体，去接受另外一个身体，又称是死亡。
This birth and death is due to this inferior nature.
因此，生和死是由于这个低等的自然。
So here, Lord Krishna says that when I come, I do not come in this inferior nature. It will be a great mistake if somebody thinks.That Krishna, or Krishna's representative, just like one of my representatives, Jesus Christ, or other great leaders of the religious faith, they do not come with the inferior nature.
这里主 Krishna 说，当我来的时候。我不是以低等自然而来。如果一个人认为 Krishna 或者 Krishna 的代表是以低等的自然来临，那是一个很大的错误。任何真正的代表，比如说耶稣基督或者其他的伟大的宗教信仰的领袖，他们并不是以低等自然而来。
They come with the superior nature of God.
他们是以神的高等的自然而来。
That we have to accept.
这一点我们必须接受。
If we have to accept the truth explained in the Bhagavad Gita, then we must accept that God and His representative, they do not come. Those who come directly from the kingdom of God, they do not come accepting this inferior nature.
如果我们必须接受佛教梵歌中解释的真理，那我们必须接受神和他的代表，那些直接的从神的国度里来的，他们来到这里 并不接受低等的自然。
Now the question may be and why God and his representative do come?
那么现在问题可能是为什么神和他的代表们会来呢？
They are in superior nature. They are in the eternal kingdom. Why do they bother themselves to come here?
他们处于高等的自然，他们在永恒的国度，为什么他们要麻烦自己来到这里？
Why do they bother themselves to come here?
为什么他们要麻烦自己来到这里？
This question may be raised.
可能会问这个问题。
As soon as we hear that God and His representative come, so the next question, why do they come?
一旦我们听说神或者他的代表来临，下一个问题便是，为什么他们来？
Because we do not know that they come to reclaim us. Therefore, our question is, why do they come?
我们并不知道他们来是为了教化我们，因此我们的问题便会是为什么他们来。
Now here the answer is Jada Jada Hi Dharma Saglani Bhavati Bharata Abhutthanam Dharmasya Tadatmanam Siyamaham Paritranam Sadhunam Vinasaya Chadushkritam Dharma Samasthapanarthaya
这便是回答。
Now this is the mission. Mission of the Lord and His representative.
这便是使命，是主和他的代表的使命。
What is that mission? Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Whenever there is decline of the principle of life. Now it is here stated dharma.
那么使命是什么呢？每当有生活的原则的衰落，在这里提到了 dharma.
Dharma is translated in English as religion. But religion is meant just like a kind of faith.
Dharma 在英语中被翻译为宗教，但是宗教意思是某种信仰。
That's why I'm Hindu. I'm Hindu means I have got faith in the Hindu system of religious functions.
正如我是印度教徒，我是印度教徒，意思是说我对于印度系统的宗教功能有信仰。
You are Christian. That means you have faith.In the Christian system of religious
function. 你是基督教徒，那意思是你相信基督教系统的宗教功能。
So religion, so far in the Christian is concerned, it is described as a matter of faith.
因此宗教在英语字典之中被描写为是某种信仰。
But the word dharma, it is not exactly the same meaning.
但是 Dharma 一词并不是和宗教有同样的意思。
Faith may change. Suppose I am Hindu today. Now I can embrace tomorrow a Christian religion. Or you are Christian, you can become a Hindu.
信仰可以改变，比如说我今天是个印度教徒，我明天可以改信基督教，或者说你是个基督教徒，你可以成为一个印度教徒。
There are so many changes.
有那么多的变化。
People are free to accept one faith and give up another faith that is going on.
人们有自由可以接受一种信仰，放弃另外一种信仰，情况就是这样。
But dharma does not mean that faith which can be changed.
但是 dharma 并不是指那可以被改变的信仰。
Dharma is a thing which cannot be changed.
Dharma 是某种不可能改变的东西。
That means there is something in you, in me, and everyone that is called dharma.
意思是 有某种东西在你那里，在我这里，在每个人那里，那被称为是 Dharma。
That is God. That cannot be changed.
那不可能被改变。
And what is that? This is a very fine analysis of human nature.
那么那是什么呢？这是一个对人类本性的非常精细的分析。
When you analyze the human nature, you find that one thing there is, which is called rendering of service to others. Suppose I am a Hindu. Now I am doing something. I am rendering my service to my family, to my country, to my boss, or to others. Without rendering service, nobody can exist. We are all exchanging simply service.
假设说我是个印度教徒，现在我在做某件事情，我在为我的家庭提供服务，为我的国家，为我的老板，或者为其他人。不进行服务，没有人能够生存。
I am rendering service to somebody, somebody is rendering service to me.
我们都只是在互相交换服务罢了。我在为某个人服务，某个人在为我服务。
So whole world is existing under this system.
所以整个世界的存在都是基于这种系统提供服务。
Your President Johnson, he is supposed to be the chief man of your state, but still he is rendering service.
你们的约翰逊总统，他是你们国家的首脑人物，但是他仍旧进行服务。
What is he doing? He is rendering service to the people.
他在做什么呢？他在为人民提供服务。
So he has the same business as you are rendering service to your boss and taking some money. Then again, with the money, you are serving your family.
所以他有同样的任务，就像你为你的老板提供服务，然后得到一些钱，然后再用这些钱来服务家庭。
So this service. Suppose I am now Hindu, I become a Christian, a Mohammedan. That my real business of rendering service does not change.
假设说我现在是个印度教徒，我成了基督徒或者伊斯兰教徒，那么我真正的任务即提供服务并不会变。
So dharma means which you cannot change.
所以 dharma 的意思便是你不能改变。
Just like there are many examples in natural objects.
再举个例子，在自然物体中也有很多例子。
Just like water. Water is liquid. It is not a fake. It is a fact.
比如说水，水是液体。这不是一种信仰，而是一个事实。
Water is liquid.
水是液体。
You cannot say that water is liquid, and if it changes its state, then it can become solid.
你不能说水是液体，但是如果它改变了它的信仰，那么它就成了固体。
No. Liquidity of water cannot be changed. Whenever there is conception of water, if I am blind, suppose somebody gives me, takes here a glass of water, I know it is liquid.
水的液体性是不能变的，只要有这个水的概念，哪怕我是瞎子，如果有人给我拿去这杯水，我也知道它是液体。
So as the liquidity of water cannot be changed, now as soon as I speak of fire,So you understand fire is hot.
正如水的液体性不能改变，如果你谈起火，那我们便知道火是热的。
Now, if you can change that fire becomes cold and still it is fire.
你能不能把火变成是冷的，而仍旧是火呢？
No. As so long it is fire, it is hot.
不，只要它是火，它便是热的。
So long it is water, it is liquid.
只要它是水，它便是液体。
Similarly, everything you analyze take, for example, chili.
同样的，你可以分析其他东西，比如说辣椒。
chili, red pepper. Oh, it is very hot.
辣椒，红辣椒是非常辣的。
Now when you take chili from the market, you see how much, what is the degree of its hotness.
如果你从市场上买辣椒，你要看它到底有多辣。
It is very hot. Oh, it is very good chili.
如果它非常辣，是很好的辣椒。
If you find a chili sweet like sugar, but you reject it, oh, this is not good.
如果你发现有辣椒像糖一样甜，你便会拒绝它，这不好。
Because that is the religion of the chili to become very hot.
因为那便是辣椒的宗教，即非常辣。
Similarly, sugar.If you take sugar, if it is very hot, so it is nonsense. I want sweet.
同样的，如果是糖，如果它非常辣，你便会说这什么东西，我要甜的。
So in every case, if you analyze, you find a particular quality.
所以任何东西，如果你分析，你能发现某个特别的品质。
That is the religion.
那便是它的宗教。
That is the religion.So we are living entity. Forget yourself.
那是他的宗教，所以我们都是生物体，忘了你自己。
Forget yourself that you are Christian and Hindu, Muslim, Muslim and Buddhist. Forget yourself.
忘了你自己是基督教徒，或者我是印度教徒，我是穆斯林，我是佛教徒等等，忘了你自己。
I'm living.
我是生物体。
When we come to this part, that is called liberation.
当我们到了这一点，那被称为解脱。
That is called liberation. Sarvabhavi Vilin Mukta. When we become free from all these designations, that is called liberation. Liberation means nothing more. The conception of getting free from these designations which we have at work.From the association of material nature.
当我们从所有这些名称中解放出来，那便是解脱。解脱不意味着更多的，只是从那些通过和物质自然联谊而获得的名称中解放出来。
That is called designation. Because I have got a particular body, therefore I have got so many designations.
那被称为是名称。因为我有某个特定的躯体，因此我得到了这么多的名称。
I call myself a man or animal, or I have got some name given by my parents, or because I am born in some particular country, I designate myself to belong to that country, and because I accept some particular faith, so I designate myself to that faith.
我称自己为一个男人，一个动物。或者我有某个名字是我父母给的，或者由于我出生在某个特定的国家，我便自称自己属于那个国家，或者由于我接受某种特定的信仰，我便自称自己属于那个信仰。
In so many ways, we are now designated.
现在这么多的方式，我们被指称了。
This designation should be given.When designations are given up, then we are free, pure soul.
这种指称及名称应该被放弃。当这些名称被放弃了，那我们便解放了纯粹的灵魂。
In that pure soul, the religion is to serve the supreme.
纯粹的灵魂的宗教便是为自尊服务。
Just like.In a machine, you find a big machine. There are thousands of parts in the machine, but it is a small part. They are all giving service to the whole machine.
比如说，在一家机器里面，一家大机器里面，你会发现有成千上万的部件，但是这些小的部件都是在为整个的机器提供服务。
That's like your body. Your body is a machine. So, You are but your finger.
正如你的躯体，你的躯体是架机器，你有你的手指。
Now, what is the function of the finger? What is the religion of the finger? The religion of the finger is to give service to the body.
那么，这个手指的功能是什么呢？手指的宗教是什么呢？手指的宗教便是为躯体提供服务。
I am giving service this way. So, this part of this body is meant for giving service to the whole body.
正如我以这种方式、那种方式提供服务，这部分的躯体是为了给整个躯体提供服务。
Similarly, we are part and parcel of the Supreme, so our business is to give service.
同样的，我们是自尊的所处部分，所以我们的任务便是提供服务，仅此而已。
That service is now being rendered, actually.
事实上，这种服务现在也在被履行。
We are also serving now, but serving in designation.
我们现在也是在服务，但是是在名称中服务。
I'm serving. I'm not a master here. That is foolishness.
我是在服务，我在这并不是主人，那么想是愚蠢。
Just like I told you, even the President Johnson, he's not a master. He's also a servant. Every one of us is a servant.
正如我告诉过你，即便是约翰逊总统，他也不是个主人，他也是个仆人。我们每一个人都是仆人。
But what kind of servant? Oh, I'm servant of my wife. I'm servant of my family. I'm servant of my country.I'm servant of my society.
那么是怎样一种仆人呢？哦，我是我妻子的仆人，我是我家庭的仆人，我是我国家的仆人，我是我的社会的仆人。
And if there is nothing, then I'm servant of my cat, and servant of my dog, and servant of my soul.
如果没有任何东西，那么我是我的猫的仆人，我是我的狗的仆人，或者是我的什么的仆人，这么多的东西。
If anybody I see in your country, there are so many gentlemen, they are very fond of becoming servants of cats and dogs.
我在你们的国家看到有许多绅士，他们非常乐于成为猫狗的仆人。
They are no children, but they are voluntarily become servants of cats and dogs.
他们没有孩子，但是他们自愿地成为猫啊狗的仆人。
Because that attitude is there. You cannot avoid it.
因为那种态度在那里，你不能避免。
If you have nothing to serve, your wife, your children, then you have to catch some cat and dog and give them.
如果你没有对象可以服务，没有妻子，没有孩子，那么你便会得到一条猫或者狗，然后提供服务。
That is your nature. You cannot avoid it. So that is your religion. To serve.
那是你的本性，你无法避免，因此那便是你的宗教，去服务。
Now, our whole thing is to serve the Supreme.
现在我们整个的事情便是服务自尊。
That our now designated service, we are now in designated service.
现在我们是处在有名称的服务中。
That means.Because due to this material warming, we have manufactured so many things.
意思是，由于我们这些物质的躯体，我们制造了这么多的服务。
Service we cannot, just like the water cannot be more than a liquid thing. Similarly, we cannot be more than a servant. But because we have got so many designations.Our service is being rendered in designation. That is the difference.
正如水只能是液体，同样的，我们也只能是仆人。但是因为我们有这么多的名称，我们的服务是在名称中进行的，那便是区别。
Now, when we become free from the designation and we come to our senses and render service to the law, that is our position of freedom. real position。
当我们从这些名称中解放出来，醒悟过来，为主提供服务，那便是我们自由的地位，真正的地位，真正的地位。
So, here, Lord said, Jada Jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Jada Jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati means that whenever there is some discrepancy in the modes of rendering service of the living entity.
主说 Jada Jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati 意思是每当这些生物体提供服务的态度中有些衰退
啊。Dharma is dharma glani bhavati. Dharma means I have explained to you. Dharma is my real nature.
Dharma is 我已经向你解释过了。Dharma is 意思是我真正的本性。
Dharma means my real nature.
Dharma 意思是我真正的本性。
Dharma is not a fake. Dharma is not a designated fake. Dharma is my real nature.
Dharma 不是一种信仰，一种指称的信仰。Dharma 是我真正的本性。
So when the real nature of the living entities are geopardite, then at that time, to make the adjustment of the Lord comes.
当生物体的真正本性受到了威胁，在那个时候，为了校正调整，主来临。
Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati and ubhutthanam. Whenever there is some discrepancy in the natural sequence and natural life of the human being and there is artificial increase of sense gratification at that time, when there is too much sense gratification, that's like Lord Buddha.
每当人类的自然进程自然生活中有了脱节，当有了感官享乐的人为增长，在那个时候，当有太多的感官享乐，正如主佛陀。
When did he appear? He appeared in India.
他什么时候显现的呢？他是在印度显现的。
The condition of his appearance, perhaps you know.
他显现的时候的情况，也许你们知道。
I shall still explain. When India.Was too much busy in animal slaughter.
我还是要解释一下，在那时候，印度正忙于屠杀动物。
Of course, the Hindus, there are basic principles. Animal slaughtering. They are, just like in Mohammedans also, they have got some principle for animal slaughtering.
当然。这些印度教徒他们有关于屠杀动物的伟大原则，正如这些伊斯兰教徒也是，他们有屠杀动物的某些原则。
You know, those who have read Quran, the Mohammedan religion allows animal slaughtering once in a year, which is called Qurban.
如果你读过古兰经，你会知道伊斯兰教允许屠杀动物一年一次，被称为 Qurbani。
And they can slaughter animals in the mosque.
而且他们可以在清真寺里屠杀动物。
Similarly, in the Vedic religion also, the animals are allowed to be slaughtered in some sacrifice.
同样的，在伟大宗教里面，动物也被允许在某些祭祀牺牲里面屠杀。
But no religion, either Mohammedan or Hindu, I do not know in detail of your Christian religion, but they do not allow animal slaughter in the slaughterhouse.
但是没有宗教，不论是伊斯兰教还是印度教，我不清楚你们基督教的细节，但是他们是不允许在屠宰场里屠杀动物的。
There are some particular rules and regulations. Anyway, that is a religious regulation.
有特定的原则。和规范守则，不管怎么说，那是宗教上的细节。
But when India was too much addicted for animal slaughtering under the plea of Vedic sacrifice, the Lord Buddha appeared.
但是，当印度过于沉迷 借着举行伟大祭祀牺牲的借口而屠杀动物，祖佛陀显现了。
Why they misuse the Vedic injunction? They misuse the injunction of the Vedic law.
为什么呢？因为他们误用了伟大的训示。
He proclaimed, no, this animal slaughter should be stopped.
因此，他宣称，这种屠杀动物应该被制止。
He did not agree with the Vedic injunction.
他甚至连伟达的训示也不赞成。
Therefore, Lord Buddha's preaching was not accepted. It was, once it was accepted, the whole of India accepted under the king, under the emperor of Seoul.
因此，祖布达的传教不被接受。他一度曾经被接受，在整个印度都接受，当时是在阿修克国王及阿育王的统治之下。
The whole of India became Buddhist.
整个的印度都成了佛教徒。
But later on, Shankaracharya appeared and he met against the Vedantis. So India, Buddhist religion from India was practically banished. So these are historical facts.
后来桑克恰亚出现了，他带领着非常多学者们反对这些，因此在印度佛教几乎消失了，这些是历史的事实。
The real fact is that as soon as the natural sequence of living entity is jeopardized, at that time, non-religious principle, unnatural life becomes prominent and people becomeembarrassed. At that time, the incarnation of Lord is, appeared.
真正的事实是，一旦生物体的自然过程受到了威胁，在那个时候，非宗教的原则、不自然的生活非常显著，人们很窘迫。在那个时候，神的化身便显现。
Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bhava.Whenever there is discrepancy in the natural life,
每当在自然的生活中有了脱节，
there is a strange view. Religion means the natural sequence of life.
正如我向你解释过的，宗教意味着生活的自然过程。
When there is some discrepancy in that natural sequence of life, and there is artificial way of life, at that time.The Lord or His representative comes either as incarnation or the representative of God.
每当生活的自然过程有了脱节，有了人为的生命生活方式，在那个时候，祖或者他的代表便来临，或者作为化身，或者作为神的代表。
That is the rule.
那便是规律。
Rajarajī dharmasya glāni bhavati bhārata.And a buddhana adharmasya, unnatural life. When they are too much addicted to unnatural life, at that time, the Lord takes his appearance.
还有 abhutanam adharmasya, 不自然的生活。当他们过于沉迷不自然的生活，在那个时候，祖便显现。
Why? It is necessary.It is necessary.
为什么呢？那是必要的，那是必要的。
Vidyana sadhana, always you know there is always a class of men who are always God fearing.
你们知道，总是有一类人，他们是害怕神的。
There may be, the percentage of such persons very, small.But you will find,
可能这类人的百分比非常小，但是你还是能发现他们。
That is the way of nature. There will be some persons who are devoted to God.
那是自然的方式，总是有一定比例的人是奉献神的。
They are called sadhu.
他们被称为 sadhu.
Sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhu means.Sadhu description is that. Sadhu means sage or saint.
关于 Sadhu 有一些描述， Sadhu 是圣人。
Who is a saint? Who is a sadhu? That description is good.
谁是沙杜，谁是圣人。
啊，这是什么卡鲁尼卡，是吧？这是什么卡鲁尼卡，随着什么菩萨呢？阿加德什么善卡，沙德么沙德菩萨呢？This is the definition of sadhu.
这边是萨杜的定义。
Saint, who is a saint? A saint is God who is very tolerant to the utmost.
萨杜是圣人，谁是圣人呢？圣人是非常容忍的，最容忍的。
You have got very good example of Lord Jesus Christ, a great.
你们有一个很好的例子，主耶稣基督，他是个伟大的圣人，也是沙杜，当然他不只是沙杜。
Now, just see his behavior, how much tolerant he was. He was being crucified, and he was praying God, O Lord, forgive these people what they are doing.
看一下他的行为，他是多么的容忍，他被钉死在十字架上，但他还想神祈祷，哦主啊，请原谅这些人，原谅他们所做的。
This is the significance of sadhu.
那边是沙杜的显著之处。
Titiksava karunika. For that personal sake, they're always very tolerant, but they're very kind to all people, all living entities. Very kind. In spite of their all disadvantages.They try to give something, real knowledge to the people, in general.
为了他们个人的利益，他们是非常容忍的，但他们对所有的人、所有的生物体非常的仁慈。尽管他们自己那么多的困难，他们仍旧试图给予一些东西，真正的知识，给予大众。
Karun, and Sridhar Sarvabhutana, and a sadhu is not.A friend of a particular class, particular community, or particular country.
Sadhu 并不是某一个特定的阶级、某个特定的团体、特定的国家的朋友。
No, a sadhu, a saint is he who is friend of all, not only of human beings, even of animals and less than animals.
不，一个 sadhu, 一个圣人，他是所有人的朋友。不仅仅是人类的，也是动物的，或者比动物还要低的。
These are the qualifications of sadhu.
这些是萨杜的品质。
Ajatasattva, and they have no enemy.
而且他们没有敌人。
They are not anyone's enemy.
或者说，他们不是任何人的敌人。
Everyone's friend.
每一个人的朋友。
Enemy of course, even the greatest man will find some enemy.
当然，即便是最伟大的人，你也会发现有些敌人。
This is the nature of this world.
这是这个世界的本性。
Even the most perfect man will have some enemy.
即便是最完美的人，也会有些敌人。
So that is the one thing. But this sadhu, this saint, is no one's enemy.
那是另外一件事情。但是萨杜圣人，他不是任何人的敌人。
He is friend of mine. Titiksava karmika sridhar sarvabhutana ajato satrava shanta. They are nobody's enemy. And shanta, always peaceful.
他是每个人的朋友 ,ajata, 他们不是任何人的敌人 ,santa, 总是平和的。
These are the qualifications of sadhu.
这些是萨杜的品质。
Now here,The Lord says that I come, or my representative come. Why? Puritranaya sadhuna. Sadhuna.
这里主说我来临或者我的代表来临为什么呢 Puritranaya sadhuna.
The Lord is very much anxious for the saintly person.
主总是为了这些圣人而焦虑。
Who have sacrificed everything for the service of the Lord. They are very, very dear to the Lord.
他们为了主的服务牺牲了一切，他们对主非常非常亲切。
Lord cannot tolerate any insult or any I am severe to your father.
主不能容忍对一位萨度的任何侮辱或者错误的行为。
Although sadhu, they do not have and say, mind, in their insult, they do not mind. But the Lord will never tolerate if a sadhu, just like a small boy, your child, if somebody slaps him in the street, then boy may excuse, all right. But his father or mother will never tolerate, why you have slapped my son?
虽然萨度他们不会介意他们被侮辱，他们不在意，但是主不会容忍一位萨度受到侮辱。正如一个小孩子，你的孩子如果有人在街上打了他，孩子可能会原谅他，哦没关系，但是他的父亲母亲不会容忍，为什么你打我的儿子。
That is neat. Similarly, the sadhu who is a great devotee of the Lord, they might be tolerant, he can crucify, he can do any misdeed to him, he is never angry, but God will never tolerate.
那是自然的，同样的，萨度作为神的伟大奉献者，他们可能是容忍的，你可以用十字架处死他，可以对他犯任何的错误，他不会发怒，但是神永远不会容忍。
We must always remember that. He has got special protection, special vision on the sadhu.
我们必须记住，总是记住这一点。他对萨度有特别的关照，特别的保护。
You find in the Bhagavad Gita, samoham sarvabhuta, samoham sarvabhuteshu, nami deshastinapriya. The Lord said,I am equal to everyone.
在不加梵歌中你会发现主说，我对每个人是平等的。
Otherwise how he can be God?
要不然的话他怎么能是神呢？
He is equal to everyone, yes. I am equal to everyone. Nobody is my enemy and nobody is my friend.
他对每个人都平等的。是的，他说，我平等对待每一个人，没有人是我的敌人，没有人是我的朋友。
Samoham sarvabhuteshu, nami deshasti na priya. Nobody is my enemy, nobody is my friend. I am equal to him.
没有人是我的敌人，没有人是我的朋友，我平等对每一个人。
But jetu bhajanti mahasitya, teshu te mahi. But anyone who is devoted to me, oh, I have got particular attention for him.
但是，任何人如果奉献于我，我会对他有特别的关照。
Although he is neutral, still the person who is devotee is always thinking of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. Oh, there is special protection, special.
虽然他是中性的，但是如果一个人是奉献者，总是想着 Krishna, 出于 Krishna 自觉，那么对他有特别的保护，特别的。
Therefore, Lord Krishna declares in finding the Bhagavad Gita.Kompaya pratijanihi nami bhaktat pranashati. My dear Kompaya, Arjuna, you can declare it to the world that my devotee will never vanquish. Never he vanquish.
因此主 Krishna 宣称，你能在不加梵歌中找到。哦，我亲爱的 Kompaya Arjuna, 你可以向世界宣称，我的奉献者永远不会毁灭，永远不会毁灭。
So here, the same thing is said. What is the mission of Lord? Why does he come down?
这里讲了同样的事情。什么是神的使命？为什么他下来？
Now, that is explained here. He said, Paritrana Sadhuna. I come down, I incarnate myself, or I send my representative,only for the protection of the sense person's faith.
在这里这一点解释了，他说我下来，我化身，我降临，我派我的代表，只是为了保护那些神圣的人，圣人们。
And vinashaya to duskritam, duskritam are those who are miscreants, just to finish them.
还有对那些恶棍是为了结束他们。
The Lord Krishna's mission was two things. Paritrana Sarnam Vinasaya to this people. He wanted to establish Arjuna, the five brother, the most pious and devotee and Kshatriya. He wanted to establish them for ruling over this world, and he wanted to vanquish the party of Arjuna.
因此，主 Krishna 的使命有两样，他想要树立 Arjuna 五兄弟这些最虔诚的奉献者和 Kshatriya， 他想要树立他们来统治整个世界，同时他想要毁灭 Arjuna 的敌人。
That was his mission. Two things.
那是他的使命，一共两样。
Prana sadhanam vinashaya to dushkita dushkita na dharma samsthapana sai. And another mission is.To establish what is real religion, what is real.
另一个使命是树立什么是真正的宗教，什么是宗教。
Name of religion, so many things are going on, but the real religion is that we must know that our natural function is to render service to the Lord.
以宗教的名义，这么多事情在进行，但是真正的宗教是。我们必须知道，我们自然的功能是为神提供服务。
That is really.
那是真正的宗教。
And forgetting this principle of life, under designation of this matter, I am serving, giving my service to so many things.
而忘了这一点，忘了这个生命的原则，在这些物质的名称之下。我在为这么多的事情提供服务。
That might because I'm naturally, now just like you take the knife. Now what is the function of knife? Knife function is to cut.
比如说你拿一把刀，那么刀的功能是什么呢？刀的功能是切割。
You can cut a pencil and you can cut your throat.
你可以用它削铅笔，也可以用它来切断你的喉咙。
The function of the knife is nothing but when you cut a fork, then the knife becomes polluted. But when you don't disturb the dog.
刀的功能便是这样，但是你用它来切喉咙，刀便被污染了。但是当你译者住，有一个醉鬼在讲话吹口哨，啪啪说。不要捣乱，坐下来。
So similarly, the function of the living entity, the original natural function is to render service.
同样的，生物体的功能，原本的自然的功能，是提供服务。
And when the service is misused, it is rendered where this service should not be rendered, when it is misused, that is called dharma saglani.
但是当这个服务被误用了，当这个服务被用于那些我们不应该服务的地方，当它被误用了，被称为 dharma saglani.
That means discrepancy in the natural function of human life.
那意味着在人类生命的自然功能中有了脱节。
So when God comes.He has three functions. He gives protection to the saintly person. He vanquishes the, irresponsible or irreligious or demonic persons.
所以当主来的时候，他有三个功能。他为神圣的人提供保护，他消灭那些不负责任的、非宗教的、恶魔品质的人。
And he establishes.The real religion.
同时他树立真正的宗教。
Real religion. Dharma samsthapana khaya sambhavani juge juge. He comes down not only once, but he comes down many, many times. Many, many times. Because this material world is such.
他下来不仅一次，而他下来许多许多次。因为这个物质世界就是这样。
Now suppose an adjustment is made, after some time it will deteriorate.
比如说做了某些调整， 但是过了一些时间仍旧会衰退。
Just like there was first war, there was some armistice and some arrangement of peace, arrangement was made between Germany and the other party. Then again, second war took place.
正如有了第一次世界大战，然后有停战纪念日，有些和平的安排，在德国和对方之间的安排，仍旧第二次世界大战发生了。
And again, preparation is going on for the third war.
他们又在为第三次世界大战做准备。
So this world is like that.
这个世界就是那样。
Even if you make a very good arrangement, it will gradually deteriorate.
即便你做了很好的安排，也会逐渐的衰败。
This is the function of the time, Kala.
这便是时间 Kala 的功能。
That's like you build up a very nice house. After 50 years, it deteriorates. And after 100 years, it more deteriorates.
比如说你建造了一幢很好的房子，那么过了50年之后它会渗漏衰败，过了100年之后会渗漏衰败得更厉害。
Take for example your body. When it was newly born, when I was a child, a very good looking child, everyone is kissing and everyone is, but now I am becoming only nobody cares.
再看看我的躯体，当刚出生的时候，当我是个孩子的时候，崭新的很好看的孩子，每个人都吻我喜欢我，现在我变得老了，没有人关心了。
So this is the function of this material nature.
这便是物质自然的功能。
Even if you make a very good adjustment, gradually it will glide down to the lowest level. Therefore,It requires a periodical adjustment.
即便你做了很好的安排，逐渐的它也会下滑到最低的层面，因此需要有周期的调整。
For that reason, the Supreme Law or the Representative Council.
为了那个原因，至尊主和他的代表们来临。
That is excellent. Yes, the Puritana Sadhana Vinashaya Sudhisthita. For protecting the saintly person.And for vanquishing the unfaithful unbeliever, and for establishing the real function of the living entities, Dharma Sanasthapana, Sambhavani Jugiri, I come down not only once, but many times, in many millenniums, that's the function of Lord Krishna.
那在这里解释了，为了保护圣人，为了消灭那些无信仰的人，为了树立生物体的真正功能，我来临不仅仅一次，而是许多次，在许多机缘之中，这便是主克里希那的功能。
Thank you very much. Now we can ask any questions.
谢谢大家，现在大家可以问问题。译者注。我得到的磁带记录中到此结束，在文字记录中还有一些内容。在帕布帕德传中描述到，有一次一个醉鬼闯进讲座，不自觉地提供一些服务，放了一些卫生纸在卫生间等等。从文字记录上判断，这个事件似乎便发生在这个讲座快要结束的时候。结束。